So welcome to another episode of 10 Minutes With, supported by the PHA Group, where we meet with entrepreneurs and business leaders from around the world to find out what makes them tick. Today, we're joined by Ashley Black, inventor of Fascia Blaster, number one best-selling author in the US, TEDx speaker, as well as international scientific research lecturer. So just to kick off, could you describe what you do in one sentence, Ashley?
In one sentence, my mission in life is to change the way every single person on the planet views their body and have them change the way they approach every aspect of their health and well-being.
Okay, great. And why does your business exist?
My business exists because there is a need for what I do. And what I do is to teach people how to take care of a system of their body called fascia. And fascia has literally an impact on every aspect of health and beauty. And people wanted it. So I'm just here to make sure they can get it.
When did you know you had made it?
I still don't think I've made it, because my goal is to have 10 million people using my products, because I want enough global acceptance that this science outlives me. However, when I became an unknown number one best-selling author before my book was ever written, that was a really good moment.
And who is the one person who has helped you most throughout your journey?
So the one person that's helped me the most in my business journey, I would have to say, is not one person. It's one thing, and that is my family. Not only have my children worked for the business, they've given me the space I needed to pursue my own personal dreams, and they have supported me all along the way, which I think is better than any single piece of business advice. Is just be loved while you're trying to do all this difficult stuff.
So this is a bit of an odd one, but how many hours sleep do you get a night?
So the number of hours of sleep that I get when I'm in my home in Costa Rica is between 8 and 10. And when I'm on press tours or doing appearances, I get about 2 hours of sleep a night.
And how do you function on such little sleep?
I can function on small amount of sleep and take cat naps and things like that, changing time zones. You can train yourself to do that. But for me, that could never be a lifestyle. It has to have a very short, finite end.
Have you got better at sleeping on a plane?
I am getting better at sleeping on planes, particularly with the lay down beds and with several cocktails. But I much prefer to get a good night's sleep in my Tempur-Pedic bed.
And so how do you manage your time?
It's difficult to manage your time, as you can understand, because you're juggling, for me, grown children, long distance relationship, you know, being sort of the face of the company, and I am truly the chief executive officer. So I would say that the way that I make it all happen is you just have to say no a lot. A lot of things come at me that are amazing opportunities, but I have to do it at the pace in which I can digest it and also build in time to have downtime. And for me, living in Costa Rica makes that a lot easier, because surfing is what takes me, you know, back to square one. And I build that into my schedule and just say no. It's not an option of whether or not I get time to myself or time with my family or time with my boyfriend. The business has to work around that.
I suppose that means you must have to have a very good team with you.
I think having a team makes it crucial for me to be able to have a life. And I'm very fortunate that most of the people on what I consider my core team have been with me 10 plus years. You know, these are the people that would come bail you out of jail. And having those people, you know, have your business in their hands definitely makes it a little bit easier. But I will say this, I do make myself available, and I will, you know, tell people, I will check my phone at, you know, 6 o'clock in this time zone and whatnot. So people can still, within the business, I give them the ability to manage without me, but I'm also there for when there's, the bottom line, somebody has to make a decision, yes or no. So I don't go off grid like that.
And what would you say is your biggest mistake?
I think if you ask any business owner what their biggest mistake is, they're going to say having the wrong people around. Some people come and some go, but if you have somebody who's destructive in your business, they can wreak havoc in a very short amount of time. So, you pray about it, you vet them, you do everything you can, but not everybody comes to the business with pure intentions, and all you can really do is get them out as quickly as possible.
What would you say is your one piece of advice for other entrepreneurs?
Well, I was very fortunate to interview very, very successful people, way more successful than me, billionaires, movie stars, that type of thing, when I was actually being the therapist. And, the common thread of what they would say and what I'm going to answer this question is that perseverance is what makes it happen. Almost everybody has had a bankruptcy. They've had, people who did terrible things to them. They've had every roadblock. And you just have to have the mentality that no matter what, it never stops.
What would you say is one thing that sets you apart from other entrepreneurs?
Well, I think that every entrepreneur kind of always identifies with someone. I kind of identify with crazy people like Walt Disney and Elon Musk and Rockefeller, because in my generation, I'm creating an industry, which is different than creating a company. And, there is no fascia industry. So, right now I'm kind of straddling health, wellness, beauty, and no one really knows where to put this. But I think in 50 years, we're going to turn around and go, oh, well, those are the fascia reporters, or those are the fascia genre, or here's the fascia section of, the paper. But for right now, that definitely sets me apart, is that I'm working on creating an industry.
And our last question, what is your party trick?
So entrepreneurs and mothers don't have time to go to parties and do tricks, but I always end up being sort of the life of the party because I end up fixing people's injuries. I don't care, if people are standing around having a cocktail, but the conversation always leads to what do you do, this, that, the other. So I have fixed many a shoulder, a wrist, an ankle. I have to tell you, it is a literal, true, not a funny joke, but I always have some kind of fascia blaster tool on me, whether it's to fix myself or someone else. It's definitely 100% part of my life.
Thanks so much, Ashley. Join us next time for another episode of 10 Minutes With, a podcast supported by the PHA Group, where we meet entrepreneurs and business leaders to find out what makes them unique.